I've been attending MDRT for about 40 years. That's not right, about 30 years. And it's one of the highlights of my year because I get so much out of it. I never come home without something. Each year I also volunteer to do something on the committee or, you know, whatever. This last year I volunteered and they assigned me to be a speaker host. And I hosted a guy named Agnes McQueen. And they said, Agnes is going to be one of the main platform speakers, and you're to host him. And so I arrived early. I met him. I went to an orientation. I learned where I walk him around backstage to get him in the right place in the right time. I couldn't wait to hear him. When he got up, he spoke for 3 minutes and sat down and gave one of the best ideas of the entire MDRT session. He said, I have started doing referring client lunches. And a referring client lunch is where he invites those of his clients who have referred people to him in the last year to come to his office to lunch. He brings lunch in from a catering outfit. They don't talk business. They introduce themselves to each other and just talk about their families. And at the end, he says, you know, now each of you are invited here for one reason, and that is that you've referred one or more clients to me in the last year, and I just wanted to say thank you. He says, before we go, I'd like each of you to just tell each other what my relationship is with you and what it means to you. And he says, they each go around the circle, and they each say kind things about him, what he's done for them relative to their insurance or their investments or their relationship with their kids or, you know, whatever it is. And then he gets up and says, thank you. I hope we see you at another one of these lunches. And that's it. And he says, every time, he says, I have about a dozen people. I have as many people as I can fit around my conference table in my office. And he says, every time they come back and refer again. And that's the idea.
Got to drop this down, a little shorty here. You know what? I just want to say, first of all, how glad I've been here at this Taggart Symposium. I haven't been able to make it every year, but I have been coming most of the years. And I just want to say thank you to all those who put so much effort and time and energy, especially John Homer and the good man he is and all that he does. And I want to give them another hand. I really do. So, thank you. Just in talking about MDRT, I'll tell you what, I went there probably for the first time. It was the first time in New Orleans about 16, 17 years ago. And I've only missed one or two since, just due to family issues or whatever. And I just want to put a plug in for that. Anybody that has the opportunity to make that, it's very similar to the Taggart. And they have people from all walks of life. This last convention, MDRT convention, they had there was 11,500 people there in Vancouver. I ended up taking my family, went over to Vancouver. You make it a family event as well. I'll tell you what, support the industry, be a part of NAFA, as Anthony so well said. Anthony Robbins, just kidding you. appreciate you, Anthony Morris, and all you did for presenting today. Anyway, support the industry. There's no greater industry to be in this day and age, and I'm so grateful to be a part of it. The ideas that I wanted to share quickly, idea I want to share with you that I was able to glean from this most recent MDRT, a gentleman by the name of Krish Daman. Sorry, I got to throw my glasses on here real quick. He shared a couple of quick ideas with us as well. And he's from India. One of the things that he said that I have taken to heart, and this is something that we've heard before, but hopefully it'll help you as well. He pointed out that if we take 20 minutes a day in reading, we will, within a year, have read 2,200 page books. I know that isn't anything magic or novel or anything, but pretty powerful message. Also, he said that, as Dan Clark said yesterday, I want to reemphasize it, that we can have all and everything we want in this life if we help enough other people do and have what they want out of life. Another final thing that he said as well is that this was really powerful to me, is when people say no with the N-O, it really means no spelled K-N-O-W. They just need to know more. And it's our job to help them know more and to come to know more. Ed Tate, he talked about some of the top producers, things that, or I should say qualities of high producers, one of which is that they told stories. They tell stories, stories that are able to relate to some, maybe their industry or whatever. To engage clients, we need to sell stories. We need to tell stories, excuse me. And also top producers communicate without resistance. Very powerful messages that I got from MDRT. Thank you again, and thanks for the privilege to be able to share an idea or two with you. Hopefully it'll help you. Grateful to be here. Thanks.
Good morning. My name is Corby Hansen. I'm with Futurity First. Privilege of attending MDRT for the first time this last June, and out of complete coincidence, I ran into John Homer, and it was a great, great blessing, and had a miraculous experience there. Wanted to share with you just one thing. I'm going to ask for a little bit of participation. Raise your hand if you know how to ride a bicycle. Just raise your hand. Okay, almost every hand. Maybe I should ask it a different way. Raise your hand if you know how to ride or knew how to ride a bicycle or know how to ride a bicycle or maybe a stationary bicycle. Raise your hand if you can do one of those three. All right. Would you say you're good at riding a bicycle? Can you ride and balance without tipping over, you know, scuffing your knees? Raise your hand if you'd say you're good at that. Okay, well, I had the chance to see this amazing video clip at MDRT. I want to share part of it with you. It's a gentleman by the name of Danny McCaskill. And think of yourself as a bike rider. If you feel like you're a good bike rider, are you great? Are you lousy? Are you good? And watch this gentleman as he rides his bike.
Our fathers have been entangled in things. He's been squandering, he's been squandering. And we don't do a thing, cause we're busy in things. We're just wandering, we're just a wandering. Like, oh, 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 oh. His son, in his father's eyes, and he thinks in his mind that he's just getting by, that he's a compromise, he's just a compromise.
Is that amazing? So I would present to you, I bet most all of you are good agents, good financial professionals. I was awarded, or I earned the chance to go to MDRT 3 years ago. I qualified. I didn't go because it cost money and it took time. I've never been to Grant Taggart because it cost money and it took time. But then I had someone come into my life, a mentor. I hired a mentor to help me get better. And he said, Corby, when you invest in yourself, your value will increase. And when your value increases, your ability to help people will increase. And the more people you help, the more money will go into your checking account. So my message, my takeaway from MDRT was, if you're good, you can become great. Invest in yourself, and you will be able to help more people, which will mean you'll have more money, and you can turn around and put more money into helping more people and grow your business. I've learned if you can change your thoughts, you can change your emotions. When you change your emotions, you can change your actions. When you change your actions, you will change your results. That's my takeaway from MDRT.
Good morning, I'm Sam Winward, and I keep a career contract with New York Life, and I live up in the beautiful Cache Valley, so I don't get to see many of you down here in the hub of population too much, but it's a pleasure to be here. I've got about 3 minutes, and I'm going to give you two comments and one good idea. The first comment has to do with one of the first things I went to on the Sunday afternoon, and I walked in, and there was a speaker in this room of activity, and up on the screen behind him was this quote, said, "No other success can compensate for failure in the home." And I thought, this wasn't the meeting that I attended on Sunday. I thought I was going to see that quote. And he attributed it to Roland Rasmussen. And I thought, well, I know where he got it. And Roland was instrumental in getting that idea of family time put into the whole person concept of MDRT. So my first comment is, never underestimate your ability to affect change wherever you go. And I honor Roland's memory that he did that for our industry, and I think it's an important thing. Okay, the idea. There are so many ideas, but this is one I thought was really amazing. A speaker by the name of Brad Ellman gave a talk about building the business you love. And first was a matter of perspective. If you have your 164 hours a week, do a time log and see how much time am I spending doing things I enjoy doing and how many hours am I spending doing things I really hate. Because let's be honest, there are things we do because we have to do them in order to be successful in our industry. We might hate them. And you know, it might boil down to it's only an hour or two a day. And in the big scheme of things, to only have 3% of your week be kind of eating that frog isn't all that bad. But he went further to say, what if we could turn the majority of your week into the time of things that you love? And here's why. We want to do the things that we enjoy, and this is a circle. When we do things that we enjoy, we're motivated to do it. When we're motivated to do it, we do it more often. When we do it more often, we get better at it. And when we're good at things, we enjoy doing them. And so there's this cycle. And next thing you know, you're on your way to becoming an expert or specialized in a certain area. The other thing that I think goes along with that is the more activity we have, obviously the more success we'll have, the more people we can meet with and help. And so if you're enjoying doing it, you're going to be good at it, and you're going to do it more often, and then your business can take off. And I thought that was a good message, whether you're 2 years in the business or 42 years in the business, take inventory of what your business looks like today versus what you want it to look like 5, 10, 25 years from now, and spend the time getting there. So that's the idea. My final commentary, I think, has been said many times. Vancouver was my first MDRT meeting, and I promise you it will not be my last. And if you qualify, spend the money and spend the time, because it was life-changing. And I think John, who's been to it for 40-some years, probably thinks that about every meeting, I would think. But I know my first was amazing, and I would encourage you to spend the time. And I honor you for being here at Grant Taggart, which is the MDRT of our state and our area, in my opinion. So thank you.